Beerus, my lord, is there something you wish to say?
Here it comes.
What it do, y'all? Once again, it's your boy King Kurt live, and we are here for a momentous occasion. There's very few times that somebody can say that they got to sit in the presence of a champion. But today, this day, the head nerd in charge, Curbside Podcast, and the Unapologetically Black Network have combined forces to pay homage and get to know a little bit the two-time world champion of TNA, my man Moose. How are you, good brother?
I'm doing great. You got mistaken. I'm a three-time TNA world champion.
Three-time. I apologize.
Two-time Impact, one-time TNA world champion. Defending.
One-time Impact. You guys didn't do your homework. One-time Impact World Champion, two-time TNA World Champion.
See, we got to get it right. Hold on. Then let's rewind.
Rewind and do it all over
again. Listen, y'all ready?
Yes.
What it do, y'all? Once again, on the rewind, we getting it right because you can't take away champions from a champion. You have the three-time champion. My man, Moose, how are you?
I'm doing good.
So, we are super excited to have you here. We are hype over in Philadelphia because you're headed this way. Come March 22nd and 23rd. And I know Head Nurse in Charge is definitely going to be in the building, and we're bringing out a lot of our listeners, followers, supporters. Really big in the wrestling and indie scene around Philadelphia. So there's a huge boom now for wrestling outside of the staples for over years. I mean, TNA has been around for almost 20 plus years.
Right.
And really, my first lead off question is, how excited are you to see TNA go back to old form, back to its roots, and away from Impact and on to TNA?
I'm pretty stoked, man. When I found out the news of what was going on, I was one of those guys that was very excited about it, and because I knew what it would do just for the company and what it would do for the whole professional wrestling scene. And that momentum hasn't slowed down yet. It's still every show we've done ever since the change, the rebrand has been electric. And you can definitely feel that there's something different in the air. And we still have that momentum going, and we're going to keep riding this momentum out.
I love it. It's funny, we were talking about champions earlier, and Shiv, what were you mentioning?
So Moose, my question to you, and actually it's in two parts, sir. You are one of four black men to hold the TNA championship. You have Ron the Truth Killings, who is also the first black man to win the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. There's Bobby Lashley, one of your good friends, yourself, and Rich Swann. So what is it like to be in the same group as future Hall of Famers in this business to hold the TNA World Championship?
It's good, man. It's a good feeling. You name some legends in that list. At the same time, I don't like looking at it that way, because I want to be the guy. I want to be one of those people where it's done so much that you don't even realize the skin color.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm pushing for, that we make it a thing where it's just Moose is a world champion, not Moose is the fifth, sixth, seventh black world champion of all time. Because if it's done enough, then you don't have to put focus on what race the person is, right? So that's what my goal is, and that's what I would like to get to at some point. Normalize it so you don't have to bring it up.
Absolutely. And the second part, and you actually were starting to touch on that, do you believe that TNA is doing a good job in promoting and showcasing the black talent that they have on their roster, so that way we don't have to continue saying that, you know, like the next black person that wins the world championship is the fifth, sixth, or seventh black person to win the championship?
I think we have. I mean, I think we do. I think once given the right opportunity that we do it. It's just the thing about it is, when it comes to that, you have to look at who the black talents on the roster is. Are they good enough? You just can't have anybody be world champion. You can't be like, right, oh, we don't have a black world champion, let's put this guy and make him the world champion because he's black, even though he's not good. Because at the end of the day, you still have to sell tickets. And you still have to sell out shows, and you still have to get viewership. So, and you don't want a wrestler that's not good already to be that guy just because of skin color. So, but I do think once given the right opportunity, that TNA does a great job with it.
I love that. And Jay, to your point, I know you had something you want to ask.
Yes. My question was, because I was watching you guys during the Impact days and during COVID, what has it been like to see the company come from, you know, the lows of COVID, because business was down for everyone, to the heights of this TNA resurgence? You know, you're having this big rivalry with Nick Namath. You're bringing the world title everywhere. You're bringing the prestige up with, you know, the TNA brand now. What has it been like, the highs and lows, and the, you know, riding high now?
To be honest, COVID wasn't the lows for TNA. I've been in TNA for 8 years now, and there's been lows lower than COVID where I don't want to get to the details of that. But just being here for a long time, I've seen all the positive changes that that has been made since my time here, and they've all been great. And just gives me it gives me great fulfillment and a faith that even more great things are going to happen down the road. So yeah,
I love that. And Asia, I know you wanted to ask your question.
I know you've had some difficult matches over your time in your wrestling career. What's your most challenging one, and how did you overcome it?
Oh man, every match in some ways is challenging because you have to figure out your chemistry with each opponent. So I can't really think of one that was the most challenging, because I think each match has a challenge of its own that's different than the other. Some good, some bad, some just different. And it's hard for me to pinpoint which one was the most challenging. But if I was to answer your question, I'll probably say wrestling some of the guys who English isn't their number one language, because when things go awry in the ring and you have to make improv and, you know what I'm saying, make changes, it's kind of hard to make those changes when the guy doesn't really speak much English, you know. But other than that, like, each match has a different challenge.
So I guess my question is, I know you came from the NFL and playing with the Patriots, and now with the athleticism, I mean, big guys in wrestling and the athleticism that we have seen evolve over the years, that transition, how did that weigh on you physically, making that transition from NFL to sports entertainment?
The transition was pretty easy because I wrestling is something I love. So when you're doing something you love, the work doing is always going to be easy, right? So the transition was a lot smoother and easier than I thought. And I actually have a different take about big guys and doing athletic stuff in wrestling, which if you've seen a lot of my matches lately, I try to not do as many athletic things because it's not needed. Like, it's just like when you go watch a heavyweight boxing fight, you don't want to see that match last 12 rounds. You want to see somebody get knocked out in the first 3-4 rounds, and that's what makes it different than a lightweight boxing match, right? So
right,
when you put that to wrestling, it's the same thing. You don't want to see a big guy doing athletic stuff. You want to see a big guy knocking people's head off. So I've changed my style of wrestling, and I've kind of ventured away from doing athletic cool stuff to being more of a hard hitter.
I get that. So no hurricane runners and shooting stars.
So I remember a few years ago, I wrestled Kenny Omega, and I did a Spanish fly, and it went viral. And then I had to think about it. I was like, the risk versus the reward is not worth it. You know, first of all, a guy my size shouldn't be doing Spanish flies. Like, number two, the fans were reacting exactly same if I did a Spanish fly while power bombed him. I don't think that the reaction would have been any, you know what I'm saying? And I've learned also in the last couple of years, it's all about, to get a big reaction, it's all about how you plan your match, right? And I'm smart enough now that I'm skilled enough now that I could get a huge reaction off of a suplex if I plan the match right.
Right. Yeah.
Well, listen, even your spear. I was about to say, even the way you do your spear, like the way you could, the athleticism, take that bump and flip your body forward, that extra sauce on it always, you know, it gets the pop that you want. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I was gonna ask you. So, we have you, and you also had Pat McAfee that has been in the ring. D'Angelo Williams, which, by the way, I think had did a phenomenal job in the ring. But who are some other either current or former NFL football players that you think would do good in the ring?
Gronkowski. Has he wrestled?
He's been in the ring a couple times.
I don't think Gronk has ever wrestled.
Not wrestled, but like
he's made appearances for WWE, but he's never wrestled.
I think Gronk would be a great wrestler. I think I think out of everybody you just named, if Gronk wanted to make wrestling his number one thing, I think he would be very successful at it. he's very charismatic. Mm-hmm. He's a funny individual. He's very athletic and he's strong. So I think he would make a real good wrestler.
So I had a question. Go ahead, please.
In wrestling. Oh, sorry, Gay.
No. Go ahead, please.
My biggest inspiration in wrestling. I don't really have an inspiration in wrestling because, as watching wrestling as a kid, I didn't really for somebody to inspire you, you would have to know a lot about that person, right? And you have to know how that person carries himself, how he treats other people, how his mentality is. And when you're watching somebody on the screen, you don't really know much about all those things I just mentioned, except that they're good wrestlers, right?
Right.
So I think wrestling itself inspired me to be a wrestler, but not a person individually, you know? I just don't know him. I just don't know these people outside of what they do on TV, right? So I would say wrestling in a whole inspired me to want to be a wrestler.
I respect that. But no, my question was going to be, what is a long-term goal, maybe even a career goal that you have for yourself, for TNA, for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship?
I haven't set a long-term goal. I don't believe in long-term goals because you never know what the next day brings. I mean, I might not wake up tomorrow. I might get in a car accident and have to retire. So setting a long-term goal is not
I rebuke that, goddammit. I rebuke it.
But that's the truth. We every day isn't guaranteed, so you have to enjoy the moment. But every time I wake up in the morning, I try to be a better man and try to be better than I was the day before. That's my goal. That's my daily goal, is to be a better individual and to be a better man than I was the day before. And every time I get in the ring, I just want to get 1% better every time I get in the ring. If I'm blessed to get that opportunity to get in the ring.
Oh, okay. My question is, so the past couple years, we have seen, you know, the women's knockout champions partake in the Women's Royal Rumble. My question to you, sir, is will we see the TNA World Champion Moose appear on WWE TV the same way that Jordynne Grace appeared on WWE TV in the same way as Mickie James has in the past?
You would have to call Hunter Paul LeVette because that's outside of my pay grade.
I love the smile. You saw the smile come on Moose's face. Don't y'all stock this best now.
look, all I'm saying is because look, the women's represent, and I'm like, listen, I love seeing the women represent, but I'm like, look, Moose, come on now. I'm sure you could have cleaned house a couple times in that Rumble.
Yeah, but I mean, I know what I'm capable of doing physically, but I don't make those decisions. So you will have to call the guy that makes the decisions to ask him that same exact question.
I'm gonna get Hunter on the line, goddamn. don't you worry, Moose. We got you.
And the Rock.
AJ, go ahead.
I have another question. Which of your three title reigns did you enjoy the most?
I will always say the present one. Because of how I won it. I won it in front of the biggest crowd to TNA to date. Recently, I won it as a rebrand of the company, switching back to TNA. And is what I remember the most because I've been hitting the head too many times. So definitely this rain that I'm on.
Spike.
So for me, something you said in a previous interview that I really found important. You were talking about the reason why you didn't pursue other roads in AEW and WWE was because of your relationship with TNA and how much you value loyalty. Mm-hmm. And in a business that doesn't have much of that, that moral base, that ideology, has it continued to be successful and profitable for you and your experience now as world champion?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, TNA treats me great. They always treat me great. And I think part of the reason because of that is because of the loyalty I've shown in the last 8 years of my time here. So, I think to a certain form, loyalty pays off because, like I said, they treat me great.
Well, listen, when you got that gold around your waist, that's the best kind of treatment you can get.
Yeah. But it comes with hard work. It definitely comes with hard work. It comes with a full day of media that I have to do all day. And still have time to go to the gym and get 2 hours in the gym. And so it comes with hard work. It's not a cakewalk.
You know what, Moose? I'm gonna keep it honest because usually we're kind of a not as formal, but I said I felt bad. I said Moose got to do an 11 a.m. interview.
Oh, I had to do one at 8:30. So,
Brother, I said by the time he get done with the day, he like, look, y'all, I done heard the same 27 questions over and over and over again.
I'm on repeat for the day.
No, I dig it, brother. Listen, that's one of the reasons why we appreciate you giving that time. Jay, go ahead on, give your question, and then we're going to play a quick game, Moose, to break the monotony, if you don't mind.
Okay, go.
So my question, because you are the heavyweight champion, and you said TNA's treating you right, and they're treating your faction right, whose idea was it to form the system? You, Brian Myers, Eddie Edwards.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, we lost him.
Uh-oh.
There he is.
Believe it or not, it was Tommy Dreamer's idea. Okay. We had a show in Toronto, and the back story of the system is we're all good friends. We all hang out a lot. We all ride together on each loop. So it's not something that they just did and just put four random guys with each other or four random guys and girls with each other. We all hang out with each other. We're all like each other's best friends in the company. So it was Tommy's idea in putting us together, and it became a good thing. And we've been doing really great, and thus far we've been successful. So let's see how long it lasts.
Cool. So I had another question, because like when I was reading up about you, you went to Syracuse and you jumped into Syracuse. It was 2002. So yeah. I think you've probably played with my brother in college football, sir.
Who's your brother?
He was Will Hunter. By the time you got to Syracuse, he was on his way out the door. So like 2002, was around the time he got drafted in the NFL. So I think he was probably...
Was he a defensive back?
Defensive back, yep. He was. He bounced between corner and safety.
Yeah, I remember well. I roughly remember him. I just remember we had a safety or a corner called Will Hunter.
Yeah, that was him. That was him. So yeah, when I saw that you played for Syracuse, I was like, oh wait, he probably knows my brother.
Well, as we get ready to wrap up, we really appreciate your time, Moose. And one of the things that we like to do is, though we are all wrestling fans and we love the space, we love where it's going, we like to get to know individuals on a different kind of level. So what we like to play is 2060. We're going to ask you 20 questions. and it's just either or, which one you like the best. There's no gotcha questions, no political questions, nothing to get you jammed up, but something where we get to kind of know more about you.
All right, let's do it.
All right, my man. So I'm going to put you
game begins
on the clock.
3, 2, 1.
Moose, mac and cheese, or yams?
Mac and cheese.
Michael Jordan or LeBron?
Jordan.
Batman or Superman?
Superman.
Toilet paper, over or under?
Toilet paper what?
Toilet paper, do you put it over or under?
I don't understand. Pass.
All right. gourmet dinner or pizza?
Pizza.
Classic cartoons or anime?
Classic cartoons.
X-Men or Avengers?
X-Men.
Cardio or bench press?
Cardio.
Okay, Michael Jackson or Prince?
Jackson.
Suits or hoodies?
Hoodies.
Hip-hop or rock?
Hip-hop.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Tyson or Ali?
Tyson.
Good book or video game?
Video game.
Who's the greatest TNA champion of all time?
Who's the greatest what?
TNA champion of all time.
AJ Styles.
My man. Listen. Ooh. Listen, y'all.
Let's go back to the toilet paper.
What? So when you put the toilet paper up, do you put the hanging part over the toilet paper, or do you have it under?
Oh, whatever. I mean, whatever, however it goes when I put it.
Who's not worried about all that? Long yeah.
He ain't got time for that.
Who said I ain't worried about none of that? Long as it's there when I get done my business.
As long as it's there when I get it, yeah.
Moose, I appreciate you so much. Listen, Philadelphia, Friday, March 22nd at the 2300 Arena. Two back-to-back nights of action-packed wrestling. What can we expect from you?
To kick somebody's ass. The faction is going to run TNA, run the show, and I would see some of the best wrestling in the world.
I love it. Moose, thank you so much for your time. We know you got a busy day, so we appreciate you sitting down with the head nerds in charge. I can't wait to see you kick some ass, brother.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. To everybody on the panel, thank you. And guess what, y'all? Make sure you pull up March 22nd and the 23rd. Two nights back to back. Y'all already know what it is. See you there. 9, 8.